B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11:02 and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Meeting Room station. Tunis.
We're all bummed out today.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Like, we want it so much, and it's because we had these expectations. And it's because, as I said earlier, we saw Joel Embiid walking off the court last year crying. And we thought, okay, this is good. Right here, that quadruple doink, it's going to motivate this team. It's going to motivate Ben. It's going to motivate Joel. Because Ben should have found out last year that, all right, if I implemented a 10 to 12 foot jump shot in my game, look at the lengths. Look how much further it's going to be able to take this team. Same with Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid did admit, he said, listen, I want to try to be healthy come playoff time. And that's why he didn't go hard in certain games earlier this season. But we're past early in the season at this point. We're deep into the season at this point.
Yeah.
And that gap, I see it growing more and more and more to the point where soon we're going to say, forget about home court.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to have home court in round one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about that. They have a chance of finishing between the fifth and, like, I don't think they drop to seven. No. I don't think that happens. But they could be fifth or sixth in the Eastern Conference.
It's unfathomable. It really is.
We were talking about, if anything, they finished second because the Bucks are a very good team, a very good regular season team. They didn't have to work out through kinks like the Sixers did earlier in the season. And we talked about that coming into the year. We talked about the kinks that they would have to figure out, how to figure out playing with one another, how they're going to have to work things out. I mean, we're in February now. And the kinks are they're just worse.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And you're going to finish in a seed where you don't have home court to start round one?
I know. I don't know. I mean, you got to only hope, you know, you got to hope that that Burks and Robinson kind of come in, give them some decent bench. You get Richardson back. You move Horford to the second unit. And you hope he catch fire. Right?
And it's going to be interesting to see tonight. Does Joel Embiid play tonight? If the hand's bothering him that much, it's game two of a back-to-back.
It's not about the hands.
I get it.
It's about his conditioning.
Yes. But if his conditioning is bothering that much, if his hand is bothering him that much, he's probably not going to be able to play tonight.
They'll probably sit him tonight and they'll use the hand as an excuse.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
And then they'll win.
It doesn't matter. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter. None of this stuff really matters until they get their full complement of players, right? Until Richardson comes back, they integrate Burks and Robinson. Brett gets some sort of rotation down and they reel off 8 of 10. Right? Schedule gets lighter. They got to start feeling good about themselves. They got to start gaining some confidence. Right?
Right. And there is a stretch. I'm going to pull up the schedule for you. There is a stretch where they should be able to win some games. But what I keep on bringing up is the fact that they do play down to their level of the opponent.
Well, again, here's the issue is it's not even they play down because they win at home. Right? They can't win on the road.
So the stretch that I've been talking about is the beginning of March. So March 1st, March 3rd, two tough games.
It's the Clippers Lakers.
But then you go to Sacramento. Then you're at Golden State. Then you're home against the Pistons. Home against the Pacers. To me, should be that revenge factor, right? You've lost the last two games in Indiana. This one's at home. You should win that game. Home against the Wizards. Home against the Raptors, and then at the Hornets, home against the Hawks, who for some reason always give you a problem. You're in Minnesota, and then you're in Chicago, home against the Suns, and then it gets difficult. You got Blazers and then the Rockets after that. But you heard those teams. Those are teams that they should beat. When you match them up, the Sixers should win those games. But the Hawks have beat you up earlier this year. The Pacers have beaten you twice so far this year, and they got Oladipo back. I can't sit here and say, here's the eight-game stretch where they win eight games.
I hear you. I don't know. You ask me, well, what kind of hope do you have? So that's the only hope you have.
Right.
The only hope that you have is that he incorporates those two new kids who can actually score a little bit. Burks can shoot it. You incorporate those two new guys, and then, you know, you get Jay Rich back, and you're at full complement, and then you see what you got. I don't know. I mean, that's it. I mean, maybe they figure it out. Here's my biggest fear is that it's one of those deals where those two guys aren't mature enough. That's why they don't win on the road.
This is bad. Like that home and away, the split. I mean, I don't know what the historic numbers are, but for a team to be as good as they are at home, to be as bad as they are on the road, I got to see the worst road record for a team in the regular season and then see how well they played at home. Because they have the best home record still in the NBA. But when you look at them, you think they're a 500 team.
I'll quote Legs. Zero leadership, which is why they fold on the road. I mean, that game was close for the most part.
Yeah.
The Bucks went on that big run in the third quarter, but that game was, you know, when Embiid hit the 1-3, he got it back within four. And then there was that four-point play with Simmons with a bad foul. But again, it goes back to leadership. Because once you're leadership on the road and you're in critical moments, like you need a bucket. Like I got two things got to happen. I need a bucket and I need to bear down on defense. Well, every time last night they needed a bucket or they needed to bear down on defense, they failed at one of the two. Right?
Yep.
They failed at one of the two. So, you know, we talk about the importance of Embiid in a low block. It's not because it's because there are times in the game when you need a bucket, and that should be a lock. Jesus, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jesus.
What's up, cuz?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Tunis? You know what's crazy? Ben and them, they beat the Lakers. We never got a chance to celebrate or even talk about that win. It was such a great win. And because of the tragedy that happened with Kobe. But that, to me, that was a Carson Wentz moment. Like, everybody's down. It's only Carson. He's still winning. Everybody's down. It's only Ben. They won. And then the tragedy happened with Kobe. And then Embiid comes back. He comes back. It was an inspired win against Golden State. And after that, there's no more inspiration as a player. How hard is it for you to get in shape, bro? LeBron pays $1.5 million a year to keep his body up. You have a player in the league that's setting the example.
Yeah.
Why not follow that? Like, hey, what is he doing?
Yeah.
What is Ben doing that he's keeping in shape? Maybe you should follow him.
Well, I think he's just a freak, but no, I agree with, you know, the LeBron thing, trainers, whatever you got to do to stay in shape, flexibility. I don't want training, whatever it is you got to do, you got to do. I agree with it. But that said, those two are equally at fault.
Oh, yes.
Those two, yes. Like, in the same way, I'm not going to blame it all on Bean. I'm not going to blame it all on Simmons. Those two are equally at fault. They, you know, you can't abandon your team when there's all kinds of stuff going on because you want to go party in Florida.
But the one thing that separates the two, Ben is that guy at work that comes to work every day but might forget his lunch money. And B's that guy, when he comes to work, he's great, but he takes a two-hour lunch. They got to figure it out.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. You know what it is? Like, no, I don't know about you guys. Like, I hate to blame. Like, blame this guy, blame him, blame him. It's just so frustrating when you see that the talent level of those two guys and you go, come on, man, make it work.
The only way they could fix it is, I think, a lineup change or a coaching change. So the lineup, it has to be Matisse, Ben. At least we have some consistent defense in.
Yeah, I agree. Joe, I think Horford needs to be on the bench.
He needs to come off the bench. Joe doesn't have to play the block, but Joe just needs to go to his comfort zone and clear out a side for Ben to go to the basket.
Yeah,
you can't hog up the middle and then expect Ben to drive to the basket.
He doesn't even go
all the defenders are there.
I'll settle for this. You could alternate and you could do run outs, and we talk about this constantly. And thanks, Jesus. We talk about this constantly. Showtime Lakers with a 2020 twist, right? Talk about that constantly. But here's the deal. None of it works unless the big guy's in shape and the other guy shoots a little bit. Right? And doesn't pass back. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what happens. Big guy's not in shape. Doesn't matter who the coach is. Simmons don't shoot it. Don't matter. You can't, if he only takes six shots, doesn't matter. Got to impact the game more. All right. And the Flyers last night, too. We talk about putting you in a bad mood for the weekend. Later on, I'm going to do a movie day thing for the Oscars. I want 10 minutes of enjoyment. All right? Are you down with that? Yes, sir. You're not a movie guy. Can't forget that.
Is the Deer Hunter nominated? It's the last one I watched.
You're insane. The Deer Hunter. I'm glad you watched it, but you know, I don't know what in the world. All of a sudden, you're talking about the Deer Hunter out of nowhere. It's a classic. It's a brilliant movie.
I had 3 hours to kill.
But what made you decide of the millions of movies that are out there to say I'll watch the Deer Hunter?
I went to free movies. I went critically scored, and I put it in order, and I saw. All right. Deer Hunter, I heard about this one.
Right. Hey, you can find your next ride at the 2020 Philly Auto Show. February 8th to the 17th, PA Convention Center, Fig 11 football fields filled with the latest and greatest new models, classic exotics from the Model T to the Bugatti. Also featuring the largest exotic display in the country while at the show. Don't miss the Monster Dub Show Tour, a show within a show, featuring 125,000 square feet of aftermarket awesomeness. The show is packed with interactive attractions, including driving and racing simulators, the fan favorite Camp Jeep experience. You can even take a spin on the streets of Philly in a Volkswagen or Toyota. If you're thinking about purchasing a car or a truck this year, you can see, touch, try on everything all in one place. You can even ride SEPTA to the show. Jefferson Station drops you right off below the show. No need to go outside. Discounted admission and parking coupons available at your local dealership. Visit PhillyAutoShow.com for details.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Tunis, you said something to me that was from the mouths of a babe. From the mouth of a babe, right? Mouths of babes, that old saying. But it was so honest and so truthful. You said, it's amazing to me how much we get involved with these teams. You said that you are legitimately hurting.
Yes.
Hey, dude, that statement is so profound. More than you even know. It's funny. I said it to somebody. And I said, similar. I expressed a similar sentiment. Because the person was like, listen, the Nationals were down 10 games at the midseason point and came back and won the whole thing. And that's true. All it takes is for them to get, we talked about getting hot. At right. some point, getting hot, feeling good for yourself, all is not lost right now. As bleak as it looks, as frustrating as it is, they can come together and get hot and go on a run. Like, that can happen. There's things that are even setting up for them, like the return of Josh Richardson and Alec Burks and Robinson, right? Like, that can all happen.
Keep in mind, 2-7 without Richardson. So, yeah, it is a big deal that he's coming back.
Okay, so all that's possible. And it's funny because I said the same thing where I go, you know, listen, everything aside, you know, blame, criticism, fandom, business, like, you know, this is our business, right? We want the Sixers to do well for many reasons, you know, business. We need the Flyers to do well. Why? Business.
Right.
We need the Eagles and the Phillies. Business. Like, you know, we're in the business, so we need them to do well. When teams do well, people are into it, and that's when we're at our best, and all that stuff happens. All that aside, I said to this guy, friend of mine, I want them to win because I love them.
Yes.
Right? Beyond all the other stuff. Because I honestly love the logo. And I want them to win for the fan base that has stuck by them. And for myself, because I care about them.
Right. In the end, what did we grow up as? We grew up as fans, right? Like, everybody goes, oh, well, you're in the media. You know, you can't be biased and stuff like that. And it's like, dude, I'm 26, right? I'm 5 years removed from college. I'm 5 years removed from...
Well, it's a little different, the role of the... of, you know, there's different roles within media.
Right. No, I get that.
Our job is not to be fanboy waving pennants.
Right.
And our job is to quote the way you see it, which is why, you know, I unload today on Embiid and Simmons, because those two need it.
You know, I'm with you. That's why I say, you know, you might have to move on from Brett Brown. And like you always say, he's a really nice guy, but you might have to move on from him. In the end, I'm bummed out because these are the teams that I love. I'm not some guy. I didn't come up here from Florida, right? Like, I'm South Jersey raised. I've been living in Philly the last 9 years of my life. Like, these are my teams. And it sucks. I was at dinner last night. We were watching the game at a bar, the wife and I. And she's looking at me, you all right? Why are you so upset? And I'm just like, I don't even say that. I just point at the screen.
Right.
And there's the Flyers, 5-0. There's the Sixers right. losing their fourth straight game. I wake up this morning. I'm like, all right, it's time to go to work. You know, we joke around playing the Doug Tsai all the time. It's really how we feel, though.
So there's a friend of mine. All right. So I'm glad your wife, like, you told your wife, like, what's wrong? And you point to the screen and she's like, oh my God. Yeah, probably rolls her eyes. Like, what's wrong with him?
No, she said the words, great conversation tonight.
Right.
I'm like, well.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Exactly. So here's the deal. I got a buddy of mine, one of my dear friends, Vinny, who doesn't really care about sports. Like, he likes the Eagles.
He'll watch Sundays.
And, you know, if there's playoffs, he'll watch playoffs. You know, he'll watch a Phillies game here and there, Sixer game here and there, fly, you know, maybe. But last night, he was watching. I had told him about this movie because the guy watched with the kids, A Dog's Life. Right? I was like, this movie, God forbid. I was crying my eyes out. There's two of them. And I'm crying my eyes, bawling, right? So this Vinny is one of these dudes who's got no, he's not an emotional guy at all. He's like, everything's pragmatic and there's no emotion.
Get over it. One of the get over it guys.
Like, he'll never, like, you know. So he sends me a calls me and he's like, dude, he goes, that movie, he goes, I bawled my eyes out. He goes, me, you believe it? He goes, I don't cry anything, but you know, I cried this dog movie.
I'm crying. It means something.
Right. He's a dog guy. He's got a beautiful dog, whatever. But I'm thinking to myself, you watched the dog movie, right? Dog's Life. Which means you did not watch the Sixers and the Bucks.
Right. Didn't watch Flyers Devils.
Right, which means like you could care less, right? Which means he is completely unaffected by that game last night. Whereas you and I and a host of other people online, on Twitter, and everywhere else in the Delaware Valley were like affected, whether they were irritated, upset, angry, frustrated, whatever, it elicited an emotion. And there's Vinny watching the dog movie.
He's probably happier than all
and
of us.
And there's your wife going, why am I here if you're going to be miserable?
Right, exactly.
Classic.
You know, it's just...
It's perspective.
It is. And it's crazy. But, you know, this is our lives, right?
Right, well done.
Not just radio.
It's what we do, right.
It's our interest. Exactly. In these sports teams.
That's right. Hawk, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Hawk?
What's going on, cuz?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, I want to talk to you real quick, man. I understand that Legs, like what he's saying, and I agree, but I think one of the things, and I really want to have a basketball conversation with you, is one of the things, like Scottie Pippen said that the Sixers are Ben Simmons' team. And Scottie was a guy who, which happens to be my favorite player of all time, but Scottie was a guy who played in that way, in that like point forward position.
Uh-huh.
Like where you have Ben and you have Embiid, like they're both at blame, at fault, like you said, because Embiid has to get in shape, but I think it's more along the lines of, why do I have to go out and do everything when this guy over here isn't being asked to do everything? And I see the problem with this team is that's part of it. But as a point guard, the point guard's job, and Ben Simmons, his job is supposed to be to make everyone else's job easier when things get tough, meaning in the half court set.
Yeah, I agree.
I know you know basketball, and I'm not there. I wouldn't dare. He had, when in a half court set, what they're calling dunker's position is really a trash man position.
Yes.
When Al Horford and those guys, and it breaks my heart because I love Al Horford. I love Tobias Harris. These guys, they don't even have any tattoos. The starting five has no tattoos. They're all.
They're the only starting, you know, the only starting five in the entire league without a single tattoo.
Probably in any sport. So Elton Brand, who knows what he's doing, this is why my heart is breaking, because Elton Brand, who knows what he's doing, goes out, gets the right guys. Tobias Harris, I love him. He's committed to the game. All of these struggles, and it's like your point guard, the team becomes a mirrored image of your point guard. You look at what Chris Paul is doing with OKC, and, you know, you split hairs and get it. But the point that I make...
SGA has a big role there, but, yeah, I'm with you.
Right. But what I'm saying, concerned, and I'm not just pegging it all on Ben, I think they could turn it around and fight to the third. You know, I believe that because I love the team. And I'm not ragging on Ben. But I really, honestly, truly believe that this team has a ceiling. But Brett has created a monster, and I don't want to beat that drum because it's already beaten enough. It's dead. But Ben, if with Joel and all of that, he has to make everybody's job easier in the half court because it's the reason that Tobias struggles. Jay Rich has even struggled.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You're right. I mean, at some point, you got to go, dude, you know, shoot the 10-footer. I agree with you. I was talking earlier. He got pushed. He basically was pushed into scoring the ball when Embiid was out. Right? Like, he had no choice but to score the ball. Now, he's soon going to have no choice but to shoot the ball the way he needs to. And beyond just shooting the ball, which he has to do, he also, and I agree with you here, he's got to be the point guard, and he's got to be more vocal and set up and not just willy-nilly drive to the basket, stop, and kick it back out for a three.
I don't know what that is. And honestly, Anthony, because I know you have to let me go, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, it has to come down to Ben just maturing and wherever he has to find – it has to come out because we're in trouble and he's going to get Brett fired. And
I agree with you. I think you're dead right. And you're right to use this. I covered Scotty and Michael the end of that incredible, those incredible
can I
years.
Say this, let me say this last
thing. Yeah, sure.
They have to play positionless basketball.
Yes.
And when playing positionless basketball, Ben has to become the point guard instead of a guy, in which I refer to him as a guy who's playing point guard. He's not a point guard. He's just a guy that plays that's playing the point guard position. Because if he's not going to do that, we rag on Jay Rich. Which is, and I'm gonna just say this: I'm crying.
Yeah, no, nobody should be ragging on Jay Rich.
When he was struggling with the 3-point shot, and they were saying,
"Yeah, but I mean, that's you know, you can't be ragging on him." Yeah, I mean,
but everyone has had their turns with the ebb and flow of the game. But that's all I have.
All right, well, good call, man.
Pull us together, man.
I feel you, brother. I agree, man. You too. Enjoy yourself, brother. I agree. I think you're dead right about it. Dead right.
One little Sixers note, by the way. Jonah Bolden officially waived Norvell Pell signed to an NBA contract.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give that out there.
Let's go to Will. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. I got a couple points I want to make.
Sure.
First and foremost, cover what you were saying about Forrest Ben with the old not making the trip back with the team from Miami. Like, to me, I think we dealing with all three. You got to throw Brett Brown in there and Ben. Like, is it a three-headed monster?
I agree.
Because as far as the coach, you should never let that go. Like you said, it was probably pre-arranged and set up, but circumstances change. Like, you know,
yes,
the season come on mid-point in the season. We got to lock all in now and, you know, get ready for the second half of the season. So we need you. So that could have been avoided right there.
I agree. And he should have told – I agree. And I don't know if he told him or if whatever, but it's, hey, dude, you got to be with your team. It looks horrible. And besides – it'd be good to be with your team.
Yeah,
we know what's going on. Like, we just lost a bad game. Be with your team. Be with your brothers.
And that's the thing. I'm thinking that Ben and Brett Brown relationship is too close. And I think maybe, you know, like with Joel, he might be seeing something there, you know, that he probably just doesn't like. And there's something going on with them. We all see that. So I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But to go back to that, I think Brett Brown, he's coaching, he's playing for his job right now, to me.
Yeah.
So if you got these guys, you need to make them push and exert everything you got possible to make this happen, or you're going to get fired. And that's just the reality of it.
You're right.
And that's what's going on.
Now, listen, I agree with everything you said. The only thing that I can't omit is that it's not okay, even if, I don't know how you painted it, with Embiid seeing something, whatever you don't like.
Yeah.
He's not in shape. And that's not acceptable.
It's not. And I'm going to go back to say what you said about the harsh criticism that you said. It's not harsh. And I agree with you from Shaq and Barkley. And it's the second time this year that they got him like that.
Yeah.
First time he went up in Toronto, first game you go back since crying and getting bumped out, what you do? Put a donut up.
Yeah.
Like he got to dig deep and find something within himself if you want to be great and you want to be committed to this game. So I'm good with the criticism. He needed it. But it's like no one can reach them. If the coach can't reach those two, something needs to be changed. And I'm like Andrew just said, like it's
I'm with you, Will.
It's about his job. It's just something
needs
to be happening because at this point,
I hear you.
You got to understand one more thing.
Yeah, sure.
It's going to be better next year. So this was a year, and like you said, everybody waited. We waited, and this is the team they built to win now. So they got to figure this out, man, because it's something ain't right.
Hey, well, hold on. We're going to put you in the caller of the week. It's a great call. We have a gift certificate, $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right, this is, in case you missed it, this was, we got Shaq. Let's play Shaq last night.
Giannis is playing with 4 seconds. Embiid is playing SOF capital T right here. I'm saying, you know what? I'm not shooting no jumpers. I'm going right at you. Kevin McHale move right there. I don't care who you are. And look, I'm just going at you right now. I'm taking it to your chest. You're 7 foot, so am I, but you're still too little. Jump hooking to death. And right here on the other end, he's not playing with force. He's looking for the foul. He has a little band-aid on his little hand.
Oh,
he wants the ref to call the foul. The ref don't call the foul, so he runs back on defense like a little baby, and then you let this guy score on you.
A little harsh.
You're playing SOF. I'm not being harsh.
Well, listen, it came out as harsh, but it's tough love. And I, you know, so be it. You got to hear it. You know, if you're getting mocked, maybe that makes you be in shape. Because that's the biggest beef. When I watched that game last night, he's grabbing at his shorts. Every other possession, he's not running up and down the floor. He's settling for shots. It's like he didn't even know who he is. Taking bad turnarounds. Shooting 10 threes?
10 threes.
I mean, that's absurd.
And when you're 3 of 10, that means you have no legs left to shoot the three. No. A, it's a conditioning problem. B, then stop shooting threes.
And like there was a couple sequences that drove me nuts. The same way where Ben's at fault, too, because he's driving and kicking out when he hits that wall. And so all those guys are doing is standing out there, and him and Horford went up shooting 22 threes, which is entirely too, way, way too many. But then you got Dante DiVincenzo out jumping Joel for a rebound. Like, yo, dude. Come on, man. You got bored.
I do like Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah, it's not about Dante DiVincenzo. It's about you're supposed to own a glass. All right, let's talk about the uncles for a second, right? My uncles, Greg and Paul, over at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, they got this incredible event going on. That's right, the annual President's Day sales event. This is a monster. You're going to save up to $15,000 during this once-a-year event. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram for only $159 down or $159 a month. And with Family Advantage, you'll get oil changes and state inspections at no extra charge. Your buying experience is going to be fun, fast, and friendly with the best service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? And for a limited time only, tell them I sent you and you receive auto show tickets with a test drive. Remember, the uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, what a monster event. $15,000 in savings. Once a year this happens. Head on over to the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. They've been down there for three generations. They know everything, all right? They're my uncles. And Greg and Paul, tell them Cuz sent you. Online at any time, familyautos.com. Savings and down payment depend on model chosen. State inspections apply to PA, residents only. See dealer for details. While supplies last, the offer ends February 29, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, Andrew, what's the poll today?
At 975 middays, I just wanted to see what the people were thinking. The question, you're not going to love it. Will this eventually work for the Sixers with both Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid on the team?
Dude, really? You went back to that?
Yes.
Oh, dude, that's terrible.
54% say no. 46% say yes. So, the majority of people saying no. That it won't work out for the two of them on the Sixers.
That's a bad question.
I just want to see what the tone.
That's a bad question. What do you think the tone's going to be? You actually needed to see it? After they lose four in a row, and once again, they look disjointed. What do you think they're going to say?
Well, when they win four
in a row. Why would you use that as a poll? That's a bad question.
When they run four in a row, I'll do it again.
No, I'm tired of that stupid. First of all, it's dumb. All right? Because it's not going to. They're not trading one in the offseason. Right. I mean, I can't even believe people are actually thinking that. It's absurd. You know how it works. They're going to try. They'll change the voice. They'll change the coach before they change one of the players. So why even would you even go there today?
That's why I didn't even mention the Brett Brown part. Just Simmons and Embiid. Will it work? I think it will.
call is brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Keep your wife warm this winter. Cairns can with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special finance, get a new training heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcairns.com today. Whole family's sick. The kids are off from school.
Once one has it.
Yeah. So I got home from the cousin's corner. And little one, Daddy, can I watch the game with you? Yeah, Dad. You know, he, of course, sick and snotting all over me.
Yeah, and watch the game is not sitting on the other end of the couch. Watching the game is probably sitting right on top of you, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. He's lying literally, and I love it. You know, you'll see, you know, when you're seven, and your six-year-old wants to just curl up with you and watch a game, it's the greatest feeling in the world, right? Even when they snot all over you. But the next day when you wake up and your cold's worse, what are you going to do? All right. The perils of fatherhood.
Right.
I felt bad for him because I'm losing my mind with that game last night. Losing my mind. And I'm trying not to curse because I don't curse in front of them, obviously. And I'm, you know, I'm doing the... And I'm losing my mind and my phone's buzzing off the hinges. That was a tough stretch, man.
How many fire the coach or this won't work texts did you get yesterday? On a night like last night, I'm sure you got a lot.
Yeah, quite a few. As you can well imagine.
Yeah. I really don't look at my phone during the games.
Well, I need to, you know, sometimes I need to vent as well.
Yes.
You know?
Well, it's nice you got, you know, contact and legs. I'm not texting Tim Legler.
No, I mean, no, but legs, he's texting because he's watching. He's doing the same thing. He's reaching out going, you know, the first one was his.
And you're texting analysis. You're not texting bleep this, bleep that. That's for the other text chains. That's with your boys growing up.
No, actually, that's different. You know, Tooch, my cousin Joey.
Yes.
No, but they're analyzing the game. Here's a leg set to start the chain. Dude, Embiid stays behind the line the whole half. WTF. It's a joke.
I love the it's a joke.
Yeah. And we were just all, you know. And my cousin, he's the worst conditioned NBA player. It's true. There's Tooch.
Something you can't read, I'm sure.
Yes. He just goes, Balo.
Somebody just tweeted in that they're upset that they heard his voice. No problem, man.
Balo. He can only do is laugh.
Right. Like, last night, I wasn't even angry last night.
I was.
No, like, last night, I was more depressed. Right? Like, I'm still bummed out. There was points, obviously, in the game where I'm, like, smacking the table. And
I've been, I don't know. I mean, I alternate from being depressed to being angry.
Yeah, so I guess you and I are on different fields right now. Like, I'm more like, you know, the Twitter, the apocalypse, the process apocalypse. That bums me out, man. I'm not angry. I'm like sad.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I got some. But I alternate once in a while. I'll get aggravated because it could be avoid. Some of this could be averted. If the one dude shot the ball and the other dude was in shape and wasn't a drama queen, you know.
That's a different dimension.
If those two just tweaked their approach, it's all happiness. play the song, Andrew. That's what I want to do.
Setting up, sound the alarm.
I don't want to sound the alarm. I want to play the song. Brian in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Brian.
Hey, cuz. Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
I'm on board with your rant right at the beginning of the show. You know, I'm pretty mad. My best memories of the Sixers were when I was in eighth grade, jumping up and down on the couch when they swept the Lakers. And to the point you just said, there's nothing like watching the game with your son. Wait till your son's a little older and you're texting him and he's at college and you both are fired up because he's as big a Sixers fan as you. It's pretty cool. That being said, I think we need to get rid of Brett Brown. And this is my reason why. Yeah. I think we need to get rid of Brett Brown. He's in a bad spot. Everything everybody said on the radio all day is absolutely 100% true. But what you keep saying, the word you keep using, well, I hope if this happens, I hope if that happens. The one underlying thing we both can agree, it's both their Ben and Joel's fault. They're both immature, and they both need to grow up. They need a dose of reality. They need to fire Brett Brown, and then maybe Joel and Ben will look in the mirror and say, darn, you know, our goofing off, our not taking this business seriously got, you know, Brett Brown fired. But I've never been a Brett Brown fan. Like you said, he enables those guys too much. He's this B-minus coach, and we need a better coach. Now, I don't know what the answer is. I don't care if we have an interim coach. We can pretty much almost say this season, we're not going to win it. So we need
I think what's going
to
happen, brother, is that, you know, unless the thing gets turned around, something dramatic happens, then they'll make the change, right? Like, you know, I just think at this point, they kind of look at it and say, you're not going to switch it all. You have a better chance at Brett turning it around the way it's gone, you know, just because of familiarity, than you do bringing in someone completely new at this late hour. And if it doesn't, if it fails, then you're going to change the coach anyway.
Right, but I mean, you say this late hour. Well, we all can say their offense looks stagnant. Embiid says he doesn't know what he's doing anyway in the offense. I might as well bring a guy in, keep it simple, have a fresh new look. I'm so tired of their turnovers. The Brett Brown,
yeah, I hear
the same challenges. It doesn't matter if it was, you know, two seasons ago, their fourth quarter execution, their turnovers.
Yeah.
Everything's the same. Nothing has changed with him. Nothing has changed.
I hear you. I mean, in approach wise, it's still way too many threes. The offense, the approach in the half court, still not fixed. I get you. I hear you. I think you're right. I completely understand where you're coming from.
But I think it's a good shock. If they lose tonight, Brett's gone. You come in, I'll have the assistant coaches coach. It can't be much worse.
But you're not going to. But you say that, but you're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? You're really no team's going to have one of the assistants and coach the team. You're not going to do that.
Well, so I don't know who we can get in term.
Well, that's why I'm telling you that I think your best hope is for Brett to turn it around. He knows those guys. This is it. You know, you play the card like yo, fellas. Listen, you know, this is my job. You know, this is it. All right, we got to turn this thing around like a family, or I'm gone.
I think there's zero chance of that. I think Ben and Joel need a serious wake up call, and I don't think the enabler is going to do that in the next 35 games.
Yeah, listen, you might be right. You know, I'm hoping you are too.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong. Embiid frustrates me more than anyone. Like you said, guys our age who've watched Philly sports, to see a sourpuss, you know, like, I don't even think he really enjoys playing basketball. Like, he didn't grow up as a kid like it was his dream. It's like almost someone said, you're 7'2", you should be playing basketball. And now
I don't know about it's a great call. Thank you, Brian.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.